What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. Today's episode 14. Today we are going to make a tier list about each team's season. We're counting in expectations and how they actually did for what they wanted to do this year and their expectations. And I'm going to say when the NHL draft is and when free agency opens. That's it. My plan for the rest into the rest of this week is, okay, so today we're going to do what I just said. Tomorrow we're going to go over RFAs and UFAs for free agency. I'm going to explain what those things are. I'm going to explain the people that are open for the free agency and just what they can do for a team, contending teams. Who do I think, and eventually who do I think they'll go to, and just talk about the players. Thursday, I'm going to do my final NHL first round, final NHL mock draft. It's probably only going to be like the top 15 or 16 because that's about all I know. But yes, we will be doing that. And then on Friday, we're going to be reviewing the NHL first round. And then Saturday, we're going to be reviewing the NHL, some of the big picks from round 2 to 7. So that is the plan. And then Sunday, we'll probably, honestly, let's see here. Hold up, guys. I want to see Sunday. Okay, Sunday we're gonna do some final like free agency predictions and where some players are gonna go. Some of the big name players are gonna go. And Monday free agency opens officially for the NHL. So yeah, let's jump straight into this episode. Okay, I already have the tier list open. can't get a visual like representation of what I'm doing, but you can pull it up on your phone and do what I do so you can get a visual representation of what my screen is looking like if you pick it up and put it down. But you obviously don't have to. You don't have to do that. But I will be doing this NHL tier list. I'm gonna be putting each team into a category based on what I think the regular season, how good your bad their season was, in alphabetical order for every NHL team. They have 5 tiers. First, top is fantastic, which means like you blew your expectations out of the water. You did fantastic. No one expected you to do this good. You just did what you wanted to do. Like if you were wanting to tank and do really bad, and you did really bad, that would probably be going fantastic. Good means like you did what you wanted to do, but not quite as good as what you wanted to do. Like if you were contenders, you didn't really make it all the way. You get what I'm saying? Meh is like you kind of did, you did decent, but you didn't really do what people expected you to do and what you wanted to do. Bad means like you just failed, basically. Like you didn't do what you wanted to do and it was bad, but you did something. Trash means you completely failed. It was a disaster. It was terrible. You did nothing you wanted to do. Either you flunked, you did really good when you didn't want to. Actually, no, that doesn't really make sense. But you just flunked out. Okay, let's get straight to it. First of all, Anaheim Ducks. I'm going to say meh. They wanted to be at least close to playoffs. They weren't close to the playoffs. They got top 3 pick. But a bright side of the season is some of the prospects stepped up. We're taking Leo Carlson when he was in the lineup. First year of NHL experience, he was great for them. We got Mason McTavish took a step up. Pavel Minchikov, I would say that the defenseman was very, very good, probably top 5, maybe even top 3 counter race conversation type year for him. And some of the prospects were great. Troy Terry did great. Frank Vatrano did pretty good for him. I know he's not that young, but he's still pretty young, I guess, relatively. And they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't do as good as they wanted to, but they did the job of, like, the prospects of taking steps up and doing their part. Arizona Coyotes. They were Arizona Coyotes, now the Utah Hockey Club. So we'll call them Utah. Utah, I would say meh. I mean, they started the year, and about halfway through the year, they were in the postseason spot, but then they fell off dramatically. Some of the guys, Clayton Keller did great. Logan Cooley had a fantastic year. There are a few other prospects did great that I can't think of right now. Jamelka had a fantastic year, or not Jamelka, Connor Ingram and Nett had a great year for them. Overall, pretty meh year, I would say. Yeah, Bruins, fantastic, honestly. Most people had them either missing the playoff barely, you being a wild card spot. I had them being top three in the division, but not as good as what they were. They still finished with 109 points on the year. They were definitely blew my expectation out of the water personally. For me, personally, they definitely shocked me a little bit. 109 points, only 1 point behind, tying for first in the Atlantic. Great, great year compared, especially some of the expectations that they had coming into the year. The question was center depth. With Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci retiring, how is their center depth going to prevail? Pavel Zacha and Charlie Coyle stepped up big time and were the two centerpieces that they were very questionable, and they ended up making it work and being a great team and winning a round of postseason and winning two games in the second round and doing pretty good, I would say. Carolina Hurricanes. Okay. It's between good and meh. I'm gonna slide them up in good, I think. And coming into this year, they were a top three favorites. They were, like, all year. They started off pretty bad, but they still ended up making the playoff pretty convincingly, being second in the Metropolitan Division, only behind the Rangers, 3 points behind them. They had 111 points. At the trade deadline, they acquired Jay Gensel and Evgeny Kuznetsov, which this is the most skilled and best team they're probably going to have in the next couple years. And they lost first three games in the second round of the Rangers. They lost in six. It was kind of a disappointing finish of the year. They were expected to at least make it to the conference finals, and some honestly had them going all the way and winning it. But it was a very disappointing end of the year. They lost three straight to the Rangers in the second round, and that's what really, like, felt like it was done. And they won two games, two straight, and then they just lost to six. Not what they wanted. Sebastian Aho did his job. The Stars did pretty good all year, but just they didn't get it done when it mattered most. It's all boils down to next Chicago. Their year overall, like not including expectations, was trash clearly. But for what I'm gonna put them in fantastic, you know, not because I'm biased Chicago Blackhawk fan. Okay, I would have done the same thing. I'm probably gonna do the same thing for the Sharks. Spoilers, but it. Expectation, but look at the expectation part. They're expected to be bottom three in the league, and they wanted to be bottom three in the league. The main goal was to see is Connor Bedard a superstar. We got the point across that he might not be a superstar right now, but honestly, you can make an argument that he is, and he was super, super good all year. And Philip Kurashev took a big step up. It's probably because he played Bedard for most of the year, but still, like to see that. Kevin Kochinski was very good. Lucas Reichel is kind of disappointing, but Frank Nassau came up during the very last stretch of the year, and he got a goal in his first game. And then they wanted to get bottom three in the league for a good draft pick as well, Bedard doing good, and they did both of those things. This is a perfect year for what the Blackhawks wanted to do, honestly, coming into this year. So I'm putting them in fantastic. I don't think much people would argue with that, but if you do, whatever. It is what it is. Colorado Avalanche. This is kind of iffy. I mean, I would say good. They knew coming into this year that they weren't gonna have Captain Gabriel Landeskog. They didn't last year. They had a great regular season with Nathan MacKinnon leading the team, Cam McCaw leading defensively, Georgiev being a above average goalie, I would say, being pretty good, getting a bunch of wins for them. They won the first round in five games, but they also faced the Jets, who always seem to fumble the bag in the postseason. But in the second round, Valeri Nichushkin, about halfway through the season, your series, was forced to not be able to play because he pretty sure he tested positive for drugs, I think. That's that. He wasn't able to play. Kind of drove his team down because he was, like, the leading in the whole postseason. I think he at least top, like, two or three in postseason goals and points. He was great for the team. He got out. They tried their hardest to fight, but they got knocked out in six games to the Dallas Stars. And the Dallas Stars ended up getting eliminated the next round. So, I mean, they expected to be be around contenders, but not like top tier contenders. So I think they're good, but they didn't smash expectations, and they didn't really exactly do what they wanted to do. They kind of wanted to make the conference finals at least, but it was pretty good. They did the push. They just Nichushkin had to go out again for 2 straight years, by the way, for the same cause. Blue Jackets. I'm gonna say bad. I'm tempted to say trash, but I'm gonna say bad. They were expected to be at least somewhat competitive, you know, but Johnny Gaudreau didn't really do that well. The prospects weren't really fantastic, I wouldn't say, besides Adam Fantilli. Adam Fantilli was super good. I think that was one of the couple bright spots. They got a couple trades, I think. I'm pretty positive they did. They were not close, but they got a good pick. They wanted to get a good pick. They got a good pick. I think it was fourth pick. But yeah, I would say pretty bad. Stars, good. They did fantastic in the regular season. They made it to the conference finals. The only reason why they're not in fantastic is because they got beaten by the Oilers in 6 games in the conference finals. So yes, Oilers are a fantastic team, but the Stars are expected to make it to the Stanley Cup final this year because of how good they were and how much like they're due for a Stanley Cup final appearance. And they haven't. They didn't do it again. Conference final knockout back-to-back years. It's just really tough. I don't know why necessarily. Like, I don't know if it's an injury or if the Stars weren't showing up, but the Stars were not playing their best. But I don't think that was their, like, problem. Like, you know, like, I don't think that was their main problem. But, yeah, it is what it is, I guess. Red Wings, also pretty good. I mean, they were expected to do about what they did. They acquired Patrick Kane. The prospects did really good for what they're supposed to. Larkin did fantastic. DeBrincat did fantastic. Mo Sider did great. Lucas Raymond did great. Yeah, they did pretty good. They just didn't make the postseason. They literally tied for the postseason spot, but they didn't get the tiebreaker. I think the prospects could step up. They needed to. I think it was pretty good. Ford Panther, pretty self-explanatory. Obviously fantastic. They were expected to be contenders. They contended for sure. They made it Stanley Cup final game 7. They won it. Stanley Cup champions, fantastic. Not much anymore. I don't think I need much more explaining. Oilers, fantastic as well. I didn't expect them to get past the Western Conference Finals, and they made past the Western Conference Finals pretty simply. And then they were down 3-0. I expected them to get beaten 5. They came back and forced a game 7, and lost by 1 goal. That team proved me wrong uncountable amount of times. They're so resilient all throughout the year during the regular season and postseason. They definitely smashed their expectations for me and most people. McDavid was breaking records in the postseason, had a fantastic regular season. Drysdale had a fantastic regular season. Hyman had almost 60 goals during the regular season, but he broke the most single postseason most goals in a single postseason. Bouchard did fantastic during both regular season and postseason. Arne did great during both regular season and postseason. This team definitely. And Stuart Skinner definitely picked it up a step during postseason for sure. Islanders pretty mad. They were expected to do about what they did. They did pretty middle of the pack during the regular season. Got top 3 in the Metropolitan Division. Went to the first round. Got beaten 5 games. It was pretty unfortunate. But they just faced a better Hurricanes team. And that's just what it boils down to. It was a better Hurricanes team. So, pretty mad. That's about all I can say. Sorokin was very disappointing, in my opinion. He didn't even get to start in the postseason for how bad he was during the regular season. That he somewhat, honestly, got figured out. But, yeah, Kings, I'm going to say pretty mad, too. Like, they started off the year blazing. And then they kind of fell off the track a little bit. And then they made the postseason, and they lost in 5 games, I believe, to the Oilers. Yeah, they lost in 5 games to the Oilers. Pretty mad. They did what everybody expected them to do again. Like, they weren't really that bad, but they weren't that good. You know what I'm saying? They're literally middle of the pack, I would say. Minnesota Wild. This is very interesting because they were expected to make the postseason. I expected them to make the postseason, and they weren't anywhere near making the postseason. I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. Like, it was not good. I'm going to put their season in bad, honestly. It was the prospects, like, didn't really make it much better, but they did okay. Like, Krill did pretty good. Makarasi did good. Matt Bordy did pretty good. Gusterson looked like he took a little bit of a step down. Flurry did pretty good, though, replacing the starting role. Flurry's going to Gusterson's going to have to be the new number one starter for a while this upcoming season, which is another big talk. And how is he going to do for the Wild? I think he's going to do good. I don't think he's going to flunk, but I do think he's not going to be like a top five goalie in the league. But if he does, he'll shock me. You know, I've been shocked a lot of times through the regular season and postseason, just NHL in general. But, you know, I don't think he's going to be top five goalie, maybe not even top 10. I don't know. We'll see how he adjusted to the full-time starting role as a Wild goalie and just see how he does. I mean, this year, if we're talking strictly this year, which we are right now, yeah, pretty mad. They didn't really went close to the postseason. They weren't all that competitive. Yeah, that's about it. Not much else to say. Predators, I would say good. They were really bad at one point, and then they went on like a 20 game point streak, made the postseason blazing. They lost in six games, I believe. Yes, they lost in six games in the first round, so won two games in the postseason, which is good. What they thought we were going to do. Philip Forsberg did great. Stars did great. Owen Josi is a captain did great. Gustav Nyquist did fantastic for some reason. I don't know. Yeah. That's it. That's about the Predators right there. Devils trash. I mean, they were expected to make the postseason. I expected them to win the Stanley Cup before the season. No, I expected them to make the Stanley Cup before the season. They were not even close to the postseason. None of the Jack Hughes is hurt for most of the year, and the goaltending situation was straight booty cheeks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was trash. I mean, they got Drake Allen at the trade deadline to make it a little bit better, but he wasn't good enough to fulfill that starter role. A couple days ago, they got Jacob Markstrom from the Flames, who was a top 10 goalie in the league at least. To solve that starting role, he's a very, very consistent goalie. And then Drake Allen would be that backup that they needed. So the goaltending situation should be figured out if Markstrom continues to play the way he has been the last year and the year before that. And, you know, the last couple of years, especially last year. Yeah, and then Jack Hughes hopefully is healthy for most of the year. Jasper Bratt's healthy. Nico Hischier is healthy. Those guys. Hopefully healthy. Next, Rangers. I'm gonna say fantastic, honestly. I didn't expect them to win the Metropolitan. I didn't expect them to win the President's Trophy. They won the President's Trophy, they won the Metro, they won the East, obviously. They won the first round in a sweep. They won the second round in six games, and then they lost in six games to the conference finals to the eventual Stanley Cup winners in the Florida Panthers. But it was a pretty good year. I mean, they did what they were expected to do. Be contenders, make the conference finals, be a team that you don't want to face. They did all that. Won the Metropolitan Division, won the Eastern Conference, won the President's Trophy. Got what they wanted. They did what they did, and then they just didn't get past the conference finals. And the Panthers are arguably juggernauts, and they won it all. So, yeah, I'm going to – I was saying this. I'm going to say bad. I'm really, really attempted to say trash. So they were expected to at least be close to the playoffs. I had them making the playoffs, but they didn't. They were really bad. They were like a bottom 10 team in the league, bottom like 7 team in the league, I think it was, or something like that. Very, very bad. Tim Stutzel was really good. Some of the prospects were doing really good, but other than that, there wasn't very much bright spots. Brady Tkachuk was doing good as well, as he always does. Next, Flyers, good. I mean, I know they didn't make the postseason, but I've expected them to be literally the worst team in the league, and most people did too. They were super competitive. They literally missed the playoff by one point. John Tortorella, their head coach, made that team into something that they weren't supposed to be at all. Made them all buy into the system, and they were fantastic compared to expectations. They just didn't make the postseason, which is what keeping me from putting them in fantastic. Next, Penguins. I'm going to say pretty mad because they were expected to miss the postseason and not be very good. But Sidney Crosby, he put up, like, what, almost 50 goals? Something like that, maybe even more than 50 goals. I don't know. You're fantastic. Yeah, they went all in on that Carlson trade. Didn't really work. The power play ended up being terrible. It was supposed to be great. Anyway, next up, Sharks. The Sharks are compared to expectations of what they wanted to do. Fantastic. They expected to do very, very bad. They clearly did very, very bad. One of the worst teams ever, actually. And then They wanted to get the first overall pick, or at least the bottom three pick. They got the first overall pick. Expected to tank, and they did. They wanted the prospects like Eklund and Will Smith to take a step up. They did. They wanted to get a couple trades. They did, because they traded Thomas Hurdle for a first-round pick. So they got the trades, and they dished out some of the roster to get more picks and prospects. So they did exactly what they wanted to do. Yeah, Seattle Kraken, I'm going to say pretty mad. They were expected to be a little bit more competitive, but they weren't that not competitive at all. They have no star power. I'm expecting them to make at least one or two free agency splashes to get that star player, or at least a player that could put up, like, consistent 30 goals, probably. 70 points, maybe. I don't know, depending who they pick up. I don't know who they're picking up. But, yeah. They were just didn't have much star power. Goalie Joey DeCord was fantastic all year for them. The only reason why they were semi-competitive was him and Jared McCann, in my opinion. There's a couple other players that are doing pretty good, too. And Matty Beniers, for sure. There's a couple other players that are doing great, too, that I can't think of right now. But, yeah, moving on. St. Louis Blues is up next. St. Louis Blues. Honestly, St. Louis Blues is a little bit interesting because they were doing really good for the first like half of the season, like, and then they started falling off a little bit, missing the playoffs by a little bit. But they missed the postseason by 6 points. I didn't expect them to do good at all. I expect them to do really bad. So I'm actually gonna put them in like the top of mad category, right below good. They did pretty good compared to expectations. I mean, Kyrou, Manovich, there's someone else. Robert Thomas. Those guys did great. Bennington was doing good too. Yeah. Lightning, I'm gonna say meh because they were expected to do what they did. They did great in the regular season. Kucherov was arguably MVP. Vassy did his part. And then regular season A's ran into a better Florida Panthers team, which is kind of inevitable to happen to them. Maple Leafs, I'm gonna say the top of meh again. I mean, they did great in the regular season, but they flunked out in the postseason again, lost another game 7 in the first round. So yeah, kind of just flunked out the postseason. Vancouver, great, fantastic. I expect them to miss the playoffs. They're supposed to be 6 out of 8 Pacific Division teams, and they won the Pacific, and they won a postseason series, and took the Oilers to 7. Basically everybody on the team had a career year besides Elias Pettersson. Demko was fantastic. Smith was fantastic in the regular season. Otto Seelov was fantastic during the postseason. The only reason why Elias Pettersson didn't have a career year is because he put up 100 points last year, and he still was fantastic this year. Vegas, meh. With all that team that they have, they were expected to do better, but they just ran into a Stars team that was slightly better. And then, they just went to kind of like a brick wall from them. But, you know, yeah, they had a very, very stacked team. Capitals, good, I would say, honestly. Like, they made the postseason. No one expected them to make the postseason. But then they got swept in the first round. So, actually, no, I'm taking them down the meh, bro. Why is there so many meh teams? It's just very bad, actually. Anyways, I got 3 teams left. I'm going to go with the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to say good, because I didn't even barely expect them to make the postseason, barely. Barely I expected them, but they got top, they finished 2nd, only 3 points behind winning the Central. They did great. Hellebuck is going to win Vezina, like 97% sure he's going to win Vezina, which is the best goalie in the league. Kyle Connor is one of the best goal-scoring wingers in the league. The guy showed up, but then postseason, they lost in 5, so move on. Kind of get it. Calgary Flames. I'm going to say good compared to what they're supposed to do is good. They're not very content. Kind of tank a little bit. Kind of like sell their team off. They did all of that. So good. Last, not alphabetical order, these last 2 teams. For some reason, they're always out of order. But Buffalo Sabres, bad. They were expected to probably make the postseason, at least be close. But they weren't even close. UPL and Nat were doing good for them, but the rest of those guys took a step down besides maybe Rasmus Dahlin. That's all the rest of the tier list. So So I'm going to go over all the tiers now. In Fantastic, I had the Boston Bruins, Chicago Blackhawks, Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers, New York Rangers, San Jose Sharks, and Vancouver Canucks. Good, I had the Carolina Hurricanes, Colorado Avalanche, Dallas Stars, Detroit Red Wings, Nashville Predators, Philadelphia Flyers, Winnipeg Jets, and Calgary Flames. Meh, I have Toronto Maple Leafs, St. Louis Blues, Anaheim Ducks, Arizona Coyotes, New York Islanders, LA Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins, Seattle Kraken, Tampa Bay Lightning, Vegas Golden Knights, and Washington Capitals. In bad, I have Columbus Blue Jackets, Minnesota Wild, Montreal Canadiens. Ottawa Senators, Buffalo Sabres, and trash. I only have one team in trash, actually. This is the New Jersey Devils. So I'm going to actually download this tier list so I can have it saved. I'm going to do that. Okay, so that's going to be almost it for the podcast episode. Hopefully my audio was good. It's saying that's, like, quiet, but hopefully it's good, guys. I was going to say when the NHL draft and free agency starts. NHL draft is on June 28th and 29th, so later this week is when the NHL draft is. June 28th is first round, June 29th, the next day is around 2 through 7. And free agency opens July 1st. So 1st of July is when free agency opens. And that's it for this episode, guys. I will see you guys for tomorrow's episode. Peace.